Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. When it comes to the U.S.-United Kingdom trade agreement, USDA Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins says it provides significant ag export opportunities.
It can't be understated how important this deal is and what this means to American farmers and ranchers. Specific to the beef, this is going to exponentially increase our beef exports. So I think a really important part of this deal isn't just the ethanol reducing of tariffs from 19 to zero, which for our row croppers is a huge deal, but also for beef. And as we move forward, I know our trade team is looking at all of the meats, all of the produce, really all of our agriculture exports.
And in response from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Executive Director of Government Affairs Kent Backus says they are excited that beef was included in this trade agreement.
This is something that NCBA has been working on for many years, really trying to work with the British government and with British stakeholders to help them understand how we raise cattle and the high quality standards that we use here. I think that the fact that beef has been included in this overall agreement in principle, I think that just speaks to the importance that agriculture plays in trade and specifically to beef. We've got a great product. We know that we have a really good opportunity ahead of us in the United Kingdom, and we're very grateful to President Trump for taking the lead on this and making sure that we were going to be part of that deal.
NCBA's Kent Backus. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.